Om Shanti. One new entry point into yoga is to discover new entry points into working with the Murli. And today I was appreciating that the study of the Murli doesn't have to be just to understand what Baba is to me. For example, he is my father, or the teacher, Satguru, beloved, or whatever. But it's also, what am I to Baba? So for example, he is my father, but that means that there are points in there which are being especially and exclusively directed to me as his child. Can I feel that as I listen to Murli or as I read Murli? Those points in which Baba is specifically and directly speaking to his dearest child. I am an adopted child, but nevertheless, I am his dearly adopted child, very beloved. He has told me many times that I do belong to him, adopted or not. So do I feel this? Am I really able to experience that part that I play in front of God throughout all time, his adopted child, who then goes on to play the parts of an angel, of a deity, worthy of worship, soul, etc. Can I feel this? Sitting and being told by God, who is my father, that I'm being given infinite wealth. Or how he says to me, his child, you have to change from tamopradhan to sattopradhan. Or how he says to me, Baba's removing you from the rubbish and making you beautiful. Or he says, you Brahma Kumars are claiming your inheritance of the whole world from Shiv Baba. Or when he says to you, as his child, there's the feeling inside you that you are going to become masters of the new world. So what's Baba doing when he talks to us like that? When he gives us such points, which are no longer points. It's just the father talking to his beloved child. What's his aim? Why is he saying these things to me? What's the purpose in Baba playing the part of father and talking to me as he does? I have come to feel that the support I get from Baba as my father is a support that's most needed in the world, that can come to me through no other part that God could play. And that's the support of having my self-respect restored, of having emerged in me that I belong to a royal clan. I am actually royalty. As if to say, I belong to you, Baba, means to sign a contract and to totally accept that I am part of a royal family with all that that implies. Such as, for example, I have to move according to the honor of this clan. I have to move not as an ordinary human, but as a very elevated human with royalty visible in every attitude, every word, every action. Who's a model for this in the world? We have no one other than Brahma Baba. It's so new what Chief Baba is doing when he adopts Brahma and then through Brahma creates a family, us Brahmins. Baba creates this family because he wants to pass on the family business, and otherwise he wouldn't have any heir apparent souls to hand it to. And what is the family business? A golden age in which everyone is true and only truth reigns. So today is a day for reviewing the Murli and choosing those points where clearly it's the Father talking to me, his child, in order to emerge my greatness, the royalty of my clan, my highest and truest self-respect. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Have I understood what it means when God introduces himself as the highest on high and tells me that he is my father? Have I understood when he says, you belong to me, the highest on high, Father? Because it means much more than not belonging to this body or all my bodily relations. It means much more than my name no longer being Sharona or Tanya or Jose or whatever is the name of the body. It means much more than having all my physical blood relations cancelled. Baba is telling me, you have died alive and come to me. You've not, in such a dying, come into neant or emptiness. You've come to me. You've come back to me. Your highest on high, true, eternal Father. Have I really understood with my heart what he's saying at the end of every Murli, when he addresses me as my long lost, now found child. Because if he is the highest on high, just see what that means. As the highest on high, Father, his family, his clan would also be the highest on high. Divine clan, elevated clan, which in everyday life translates to royalty. In my every thought, word, and action, such royalty. Have I understood that this is what it means to belong to you, Baba? That I am originally and eternally from the most royal, kingly clan. That I've made a deal be part of this clan, and I will give you everything I have. That everything that is mine will be yours, and then even more. The kingdom of the world. Baba has offered us this deal. And just to grasp in my heart, this experience of belonging to the highest on high clan, I do open to these feelings of inclusiveness towards all and generosity, as well as power of being an authority of truth, unshakable in the face of all that's not true, in order to create a whole new way, a whole new era, a whole new world. Of royalty. Om Shanti.
You are my angel. You are my child. So come join the circle. There's always room for one more. Come ride the winged horse. It's getting ready to fly. It's gonna take you to heaven and to the stars tonight. Don't play in the dust, child. Don't settle for stones when you can have diamonds and silver and gold. Come ride the winged horse. He's getting ready to fly, fly so high. He's gonna take you to heaven and to the stars tonight. Come ride the winged horse. He's getting ready to fly, fly so high. He's gonna take you to heaven and to the stars tonight.